Some observers believe that the poor showing by Democrats, especially in the South, was attributable to low turnout among blacks. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
The political calculus of any Southern Republican candidate begins with a simple formula. Win 2/3 of the white vote to offset the probability that Democrats will get 90% of the black vote. When the black vote does not weigh in, however, Southern politics tilts heavily to the Republican side. Apparently, that's what happened Tuesday night as Republicans re-elected Jeb Bush as governor in Florida, claimed both the Senate seat and governor's race in Georgia, and the governor's mansion in Maryland. Julian Bond is chairman of the NAACP.
The Democrats failed to engage African-American voters. They had all the issues on their side. High unemployment, failing pensions, people losing vast sums of money in the stock market crash. But the Democrats didn't engage. They didn't push these issues. Instead, they offered pale shadows of what the Republicans were offering, and that just wasn't good enough.
In 1998, the last midterm election, a strong black turnout during the Clinton impeachment was key to boosting the number of Democrats in the House. And in the 2000 presidential race, black voters broke turnout records as they gave 90% of their vote to Democrat Al Gore's presidential campaign. This time, there was apparently no galvanizing political issue or personality to bring the black vote to life. Whit Ears is a Republican pollster and campaign advisor from Georgia.
In 1998, there was lots of anger against the Republicans in that year, and so you had a strong minority turnout in opposition to the Republican efforts on impeachment. This year, you had no such incentive. There wasn't a lot of anger at Republicans. There wasn't a lot of enthusiasm for Democratic candidates.
According to David Bosaitis, senior political analyst for the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, a black think tank in Washington, 63% of black Americans remain Democrats. But Bosaitis says there's a small increase in blacks who identify themselves as Republicans, now 10%. And an even bigger increase in the percentage of blacks who say they are independents, now 24%. And pollster Ron Lester says there are fewer personalities among the Democratic leaders who electrify the rank and file.
There really isn't anybody now. The Democratic Party is the out party in the presidential office, in Congress, and now in the Senate. So there really isn't any one figure.
Maynard Jackson.
When you have Democrats trying to out-Republican Republicans, it confuses the voters, and they say if there is no difference, why bother going to vote?
In addition, President Bush's personal popularity among African Americans has now climbed to new highs.
The popularity of President Bush in the black community about a year and a half, 2 years ago, was about 19%. It's now up to about 41%.
Julian Bond says the losses of Tuesday night are sure to provoke recriminations among Democrats.
You hope the Democratic Party examines itself and asks itself, why do we lose? And if they can come to the right set of answers, maybe they'll do better next time.
The Democrats are free to reinvent themselves as a true opposition party. But if they plan to regain power in the future, they'll have to stay close to their most loyal voters to win elections in the South. It may be the key to their future. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.